Hello.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien returning your call. How may I assist you?
Yes, I saw a charge on my account from you guys for 67 32. I didn't approve that charge, so where is it coming from?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
Kendra Logwood.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
7770 Piper's Lane, San Antonio, Texas, 78251.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information. I see that a entry was placed to win a pots and pan cookware set via a survey for $5.74. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into the discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly.
No, I want to cancel all of it because that's not what I agreed to. I've already placed a fraud charge for it because I didn't make that charge.
Okay,
Now,
so
the $5.74, I did because that was the shipping I had to pay for the free item. It didn't specify that it was going to enroll me in anything. I wouldn't agree to that. So, therefore, y'all either need to go ahead and reimburse me my money, or it would be a fraud alert that y'all took the money from me.
So I'm going to go ahead and cancel this, so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. Since you stated that you filed fraud with your bank, I would be unable to issue you any refund. If you would like a refund, we would need the bank on the line.
I didn't file the fraud charge. I just told them that it was a charge on my account that I didn't approve. They said I would have to speak to the merchant, which at first I didn't even know who it was until I had to go back and look at the original email. So they didn't file anything because it's a pending charge. So, yeah, you need to refund me my money.
These calls are recorded and monitored for security and training purposes. On a recorded line, I do have you stating that you filed this fraud with your bank, so I would be unable to issue any refund.
No, sir. I didn't say I filed the fraud charge. I said I spoke to the fraud department, letting them know that I had a pending charge that I did not approve. They said since it was pending and not posted to my account, I needed to speak to the merchant. That's what even prompted me to call you guys.
I would be unable to issue any refund. If you would like a refund, we would need the bank on the line. Once the bank has confirmed that there is no dispute or that the dispute has been dropped, then we can issue a refund.
There isn't no dispute because I couldn't file a dispute because the charge was pending. That's why I can't get through. Only thing I told Fry was that I did not make the charge. They said, well, ma'am, it's pending. It's nothing we can do until it posts to the account. So they said, you will have to call the merchant. That's why I'm calling you. There's nothing that my bank can do for me until that charge posts.
We cannot issue
this
any
is
refund.
Not posted. Sir, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my bank on the line because I just told you. Do you have a supervisor?
We all follow the same protocol. My supervisor will be able to tell you the same thing.
Do you have a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. We all follow the same protocol.
Sir, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, do you have a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you put your supervisor on the line?
I'll be transferring you over to my supervisor. I'm working on notating the account
Thank
so
you.
they have the information that they need.
That's fine. Don't tell me that I told him I filed a charge. No, I said I spoke to my fraud department.
I'm working on locating someone to transfer you over to.
Yes, sir. And your name was Damien?
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
I'm transferring you over now.
Okay.